The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You guys ever get no sympathy from your wives because you're sick?
All the time?
Don't you hate that? I mean, I don't want her to pet me on the back or anything like that, but I call, say good morning to the kids during that break, and I get, I'm feeling like crap. Oh, just take something.
Well, we're all feeling something. Like crap.
Yeah, whatever. No, I didn't get that part. Don't get yourself in trouble, puss.
Oh, no, I'm speaking as your wife.
I know, mine. Okay. I know, but like I said, don't get yourself in trouble with my wife. But
I don't see her as often.
What is it with ladies? My daughter's not. She doesn't care. Dad, I got a cold too.
They figure you're a big, strong man.
Yeah, I am, but I got a cold. And like, it sucks.
Don't
man.
They see this? I mean, your head is huge. So when you got a cold, like there's a lot. Like,
you're a dick.
No, I'm trying to give you some sympathy here.
Thank you.
Kind of.
Well, I know. I get it from you guys.
When Tyler experiences the head cold.
Oh,
it isn't the average head cold.
No, it's not.
It's a bucket head cold.
Ice age.
Okay, sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up. You guys are dicks. Show
hey, I wasn't joined in because they
Chubb,
did.
You're a dick too.
I only joined in. Well, I am. Yeah. But.
Welcome
I'm
back.
Sick too, so
I saw the photos from the cruise ship on your social media. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Now time. You had to do a clean show, right?
Yeah, I had two like family friendly shows.
Oh, two. Okay,
and
got
then
it.
One still clean but adult show.
Got it. Still clean.
Yeah, but like adult clean. Like the content can be adult, but it's
well,
still
I told one of your jokes earlier this morning. It's one of my favorite jokes.
Oh, which one was it?
The one about you know, yeah, when you're pulling your wife's panties off and she wakes up.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I love that joke.
Did I told that one in the adult show.
Good. Yeah, I like that joke. I didn't think the kids would like that.
No, but I kind of got a little edgy with the kids. You know.
Oh, like, you did? Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple dads. At least one dad. And went, "Jeez,
really?
Like, I could hear them in the front.
Jeez, did he really say that?
Yeah.
The old shooting heroin in the neck joke.
Yeah. Well, how old are the kids in the?
I mean, it was.
Who brings kids to a comedy club?
I saw 6-year olds in the front row.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they even understand comedy?
No.
Six
I mean,
years old,
they like understood some of the silly stuff I was doing, but other than that, like everything kind of went over.
But it's free, Tyler, so bring everybody.
I understand that.
Yeah, mommy, what's a blunt?
Did you have a good time?
Mommy didn't
oh, man,
know.
It was great. Yeah, it was great, man.
I saw your photo of. From the airplane saying goodbye to Miami yesterday. That was pretty cool. Yeah
it was a long travel day, but yeah, it was
congratulations.
Great. The most money I ever made doing stand-up, but also the most money I ever spent. So
sure.
Well, you have your own cabin, right?
Yeah.
You should get to sleep. Are you down in the galley or everybody else?
I'm down in the crew cabin.
Got it, right.
Like,
but still you're,
right by the propeller.
So you just spent your money on your free time, right?
I just spent my money. So
where'd you cruise?
That's why I'm at the Funny Bone this week.
Yes, you are.
Where'd you go?
We went. I started in Curacao, like right north of South America, and then we went up to Antigua and St. Kitts and their private island, and then back to Miami.
Now you're on stage, and then you're on the boat. We've talked to comedians for years now that have done these ships. You get recognized on the boat. How was that?
That was cool, man.
Yeah.
Like a mini celebrity.
Yeah,
just on the boat.
On the boat.
Just on the boat.
Just on the boat.
Like I got to the airport, people handed me their bags. I'm like, oh,
damn,
it's over.
Yeah. Reality. Richard Reeves, Funny Bone. He's with Jeff Dye this week, right?
Did you get off the boat? Did you get to see?
You know, every day I woke up late, and by the time I was like, if I get off the boat, I'd be chancing it, trying to get back on.
Oh, okay. So you never got to see.
No, I never got off. I looked over. I was like, yeah, it looks cool. Take a picture, whatever.
Yeah. I love that you woke up late. What, noon?
No, like 2 and 3 some days.
What time did you go to bed?
3 and 4.
Got it.
Like they had a nightclub that as long as people were in there, they kept it open. And so I was like, you become like a Pied Piper. Everybody just follows you. Like, hey, I'm going to the nightclub. So we just had a party every night.
Oh, that's cool.
At any point, were you the one guy going, oh, I'm here? Stay open. Now you're here.
I wasn't that bad.
You are there working, but you have to call. Could you do a ship to shore and talk to your wife a couple times?
Yeah.
Have sucked. I'm having a great time on a boat, and you're here.
I would just I would either call her and just take the roaming charges or just talk to her Facebook Messenger. So,
but still, though, it was like you're having fun. Don't I want to hear about you having fun?
No, she was cool with it.
Cool, right.
I did. She did have to deal with my family on Thanksgiving, though, by herself. So I feel for her for that.
I would have punted on that if you were going. Like, nah, I got other stuff.
Oh, so it was Richard Reese's Caribbean Thanksgiving?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, it was on Thanksgiving. He was there, right?
Yeah, I had wings.
Cool.
For Thanksgiving.
Back. Good.
Well, it's poultry.
Yep. Same thing.
I'll ask you off the air how many hot ladies were on the boat.
Oh, you can ask me now.
Okay.
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Got whiplash.
I bet you did, man. Hanging by the pool.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Taking any photos for Tan Line Tuesday? Really, I would use them.
You know? No, I was. They got cameras everywhere, man. It's like it's a floating casino, basically.
Yeah, I know it is. They don't want the comedian taking pictures, creeping out people by the pool. Yeah. You might not get hired back. Good point.
I might not get hired back anyway.
Was there a main boss that had to control you or talk to you all every night?
There was like an entertainment producer who I was in contact with all the time. He's a real laid back guy. He's from Belfast, and he's real cool.
Do you like your stuff?
Yeah, he liked everything. Yeah, okay. He said, cool. Since he's from over there, he wasn't as, strict about what I could say on stage.
Oh, because so he didn't know. Cool.
Okay. He's like, yeah, you can drop a couple F-bombs if you want.
Really?
And I was like, well, I probably won't go that far.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the show, my very last show, they had this, captain's wheel in front of the stage. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this moves? That's effing sweet. Good night, guys.
All right. You had to drop one. To
yeah. Okay. Yeah, you had to do it once.
Hey, Michelle Bachman, birthday.
Cruise director, the guy responsible for getting you your blow?
No, but I'm pretty sure he found some. I mean, those guys, all day. I don't know how they do it.
Cruise directors?
Yeah.
Just don't walk around?
Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
Well, the girl on Love Boat was a cokehead. Yeah. She's a cruise director.
Well, she was. Sure.
In real life, she's a cokehead. Yes. Yeah. Probably because for being a cruise director.
That'll do it.
I mean, from early morning to late night.
Julie Love Boat was a cruise director.
Yeah, well, you're cruising close to South America. Yeah. You probably got a dealer in every port.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Might have a few on the boat.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a smuggling ring anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there goes the return.
That's the only way they could have paid me that much.
Yeah, they'll be gone. They'll be calling you soon. Michelle Bachman, birthday on this date in 2013. Fast and Furious franchise star Paul Walker and a friend were killed in a single car accident in Santa Clarita, California.
And it spawned at least three or four Paul Walker Deadpool names.
It did.
Paul Walker Skidmark. There's a bunch of them, I believe, in the Deadpool.
So it's Michelle Bachman birthday for Paul Walker today.
And the guy with him, yeah.
It's Michelle Bachman birthday for Evel Knievel today.
Happy birthday!
Well, we know who's taller. Paul
Walker. Which begs the question.
Paul Walker had to be taller.
Than Evel?
I just don't think Evel was that tall.
Before or after the 437 bone breaks?
Well, you're actually, you just gave it away. Evel must be taller.
Evel is 6 feet tall.
Oh, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
I thought he would have been taller.
Paul Walker might be 5'11". So
yeah,
I'll
give
go
him
with
5'10", 5'11".
I'll go with Evel.
Yeah, I'll say Evel Knievel was taller than Paul Walker.
Paul Walker was 6'2".
You're a dick. That's not fair. That gave protest.
He led us down that path.
Yes. And by the way, the Who's Taller Thank guy you. Knows that. He has a little synopsis of what happens. And he says, Tyler didn't want that. Craig, Todd was uninterested. He'll write that. Craig cheated.
I didn't cheat.
Yes, you did. You sucked us into that.
He does
Paul
a play-by-play play of the Who's Taller.
Oh, he does it. He does it. I'll
that
tweet
was
it out.
Not there was no cheating whatsoever.
We go to the instant replay.
You telegraphed
replay.
That.
No, you misled the contestant.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
All I said was that Evel was 6 feet tall.
You said than Evel?
But you
like
said
that.
Taller than Evel?
Yeah.
Well, like, yes. That because
really
it was between the two. It was the, who else could I throw
it
in
was
there?
How you
the
said
way
it.
You said how. Than Evel?
Geez, just because you guys went for a fake doesn't mean, it was an illegal. Doesn't mean it was an illegal move.
When you host head fake, man.
It was.
When you host a game show, you can't do that.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Well, this isn't a game show.
Yes, it is a game show.
He's the host.
We're playing the game. He's the host.
And the game that
we played. It's hardly a game and hardly a show.
How many previous episodes?
Or barely a show. What?
Of Who's Taller? Has he given out a hint?
Never. He never. He
no.
He's a good host usually.
Right. You don't spot us one.
No.
You just say, who's taller, this guy or this guy?
Yeah.
Well, you guys were going with the correct answer way too easily, yeah. So I had to give you the fake.
Pro. You're a pro's pro, Craig.
Thank you. Thanks.
You know, even Alec Trebek.
No, he was. Todd watches that
you
crap.
Suck.
No,
he
he'll call someone a loser eventually. He snaps a little bit.
But he doesn't
but not
telegraph
during a question
the question.
Of the game.
He doesn't telegraph the question.
Not during the game.
That's Craig's poetic license, right. I think. He came up with the game, right?
That's right. Right. That's right. Thank you. And if the audience gives up an answer in Wheel of Fortune, Pat Sajak sends a thug out there, and they beat the hell out of that person.
That's right. That's right.
They
that's
kick
right.
the crap out of him. They kick him out of the studio.
I just wanted to make sure that you understood the question.
Hosts do not tip their hands.
No.
I didn't tip the hand.
Yes, you did.
Absolutely.
No. Just because you took it that way doesn't mean that I did that.
No.
Perception is reality.
Now, listen, totally reality. I don't mind.
And why would I?
While the question is happening, is fine. But once you get the answer, then you can abuse us like Alex did here.
I think it's very fun. It's called Nerdcore Hip Hop. It's
Nerdcore Hip Hop.
Yes. People who identify as nerdy, rapping about the things they love, video games, science fiction, having a hard time meeting romantic partners, you know. It's really catchy and fun.
Losers, in other words.
Well.
I'm fine with that.
Wow.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You ever heard that clip?
No.
It's the best, isn't it? It's the best clip ever.
Oh, man.
Well, that's one thing Craig doesn't do, as the game show host. He doesn't really make nice with the contestants.
No, he never did.
That's true.
Which is fine, but
we don't go over these things beforehand.
But you don't engage with them at all. Before, during, or after.
Yeah, now they're finding other reasons to be mad at you.
Protest.
In fact, overall, he's relatively uninterested in the contestants, right. Really.
He didn't care if they're here or not.
Well, they all are.
Yeah.
Because if you read about...
If you do it for 40 years, you don't care. Right.
If you read about Alex Trebek
he didn't care.
And ask any contestant, what was your off-camera relationship with Alex Trebek? And they'll tell you, there was none.
Well, why would there? I don't blame Alex Trebek for that.
Oh, no.
You're there for 30 years. You don't care.
Yeah. He talks to him, between...
He's heard it all.
Yeah.
And he gets answers like that, too. Losers, you mean.
Yeah, that's why you can make Jeopardy 15 minutes long if you just zip past that portion.
Got it. But I'd rather... I like those.
I don't really want to get to know the contestants because I'm never going to see him again.
You don't.
Unless occasionally we get a listener that gets on Jeopardy, then I'll watch and see what they have to say.
She wasn't a loser. She was cool. That chick there was a loser.
But also a winner.
Mm-hmm. All right, Craig.
There is outrage in England.
Well, there should be.
After an Anglican minister...
Oh, this is something else. Okay.
...questioned whether Prince George, the little kid...
Is he the oldest of the two kids?
Members? I think
so. They have two sons, I believe.
Yeah, I think the
Prince
elder.
William and...
But he's still a toddler, basically.
Middleton, yeah.
Questioned whether Prince George is gay.
Oh, Jesus.
How old is he? What, four?
Basically a toddler.
3, 4 years
old,
maybe?
Yeah, something like that. The Anglican minister questioned whether Prince George is gay and if that would lead the Church of England to allow same-sex marriage. The very Reverend Kelvin Holdsworth, and I didn't know very reverend was a title. I might have to change my
official title. Well, same-sex marriage is legal
in
Britain altogether. He means the church, right?
I mean, I may have to change my title to very reverend and not just reverend.
Right.
Yeah. I thought it was the right reverend.
I've heard that one, too.
You were the right reverend.
Yeah, this is the very reverend Kelvin Holdsworth suggested the fastest way to make the Church of England more inclusive is to pray that Prince George is gay.
See, this is one of those reverends that has his own issues.
Yeah.
If they got to bring that up. If you're worried about a four-year-old.
He's not worried about the four-year-old. He's worried about the Church of England wanting to be more inclusive. He wants the Church of England to be more inclusive.
Well, he wants it to be.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
And so then the church should pray that Prince George is gay. So if Prince George is gay, then the Church of England will have to accept the gays.
But the country allows same-sex marriage, right?
As far as I know, this is the Church of England that they're talking
That's
about.
Different. That's inside the church.
Well, you should pray that he turns out to be what he wants to be.
And so people say that's not necessarily a blessing for the prince.
There's a headline, too, in the New York Times. A black royal with a question mark. Meghan Markle won't be the first. I didn't read the article.
Nor I.
Where's another black royal?
Well, it's hard to, you know.
She's not even a black royal.
Well, she's biracial.
Biracial.
Yeah, but she's black. Over there, she's black. You see all the racists come out and tweet it out about her.
I don't think you saw all the racists come out.
Well, a lot of them did. Yeah. Oh, here's one.
Here's Richard, do you think all of them came out for that one?
There's a white guy.
Some of them. Half of them.
They did. Oh, no, this is a guy from Liechtenstein. He's married to a black chick. He's a prince from Liechtenstein. That's the picture they're showing there. All right.
What about the Prince of Zamunda? He's a royal.
Yeah. Who's that?
Eddie Murphy and Coming to America.
Thank you.
I thought that's where you were going.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hold on.
She's a royal.
Hold on here. Yeah. Wait a minute.
You're right there. You're right there, Rich.
Yes.
That's Richard and his black history. From that documentary, Coming to America.
Coming to America.
The documentary.
Yeah. I think Arsenio Hall was the host of that.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love that documentary?
That's a great documentary.
It really is.
The royal penis is clean.
That's
your
right.
Highness.
Yes, it is.
A new study says that people are more likely to overeat if they smell food.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But somebody got paid to study that?
Didn't your old gym, wasn't your old gym right above a barbecue place?
Yeah. And that was not cool.
No, that would suck.
Their exhaust from the kitchen must have been right near the intake of the air conditioning for the gym, because there was one part where all you could smell was barbecue.
And we've mentioned this place a ton of times. There's a Curves place in this city that caters to women that want to work out. Right next to it is a donut shop.
No,
closed.
Not anymore.
I know what closed.
The donut shop closed.
Really?
No. Sorry, the Curves closed.
Closed.
The donut shop won.
Yeah, the donut
shop won. The donut shop won.
But it was just one of those brand new buildings split down the middle, attached. Donut shop Curves.
They share
everybody
common
in this
wall.
City knows exactly where it's at.
It's my favorite donut place.
Yeah, so
Curves.
They were sold out a lot especially after class. That's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I used to laugh at that place every time I drove by.
It's not fair.
But I laughed even more when I drove by and the gym was closed.
Yeah, the gym closed.
No, the donut shop won.
Nobody at the gym lost any weight.
Nope.
Because the donut shop was right there.
So you get home from the gym, puss, you smell like barbecue, and your wife's like, I thought you went to the gym.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was weird.
I thought you went to the gym.
It was weird, man. The barbecue place ended up closing down, but like half of the gym floor, all you smelled was barbecue.
Yeah.
Walk out, smell like sweaty burnt ends. Hey, by the way, Tony's not going to be here tomorrow.
All right.
What?
That lazy ass.
Speaking of sweaty
burnt ends.
How are
we going to get our
pizza? Yeah, man. Thought he was bringing us some smoky knuckle.
Yeah.
Smoky knuckle bones.
Smoky knuckle bones.
Yeah, Jim on the email points out that Hal McCray. Was a black royal.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, from the Kansas City.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go. I get
Willie
it.
Wilson. Yeah.
UL Washington.
Yeah.
I like the
a lot of those. Daryl Motley.
Yep. A lot of black royals.
Amos Otis.
People are more likely to overeat if they smell food or look at menus with pictures of food.
Oh, yeah.
Researchers at the University of Michigan say those food cues made people feel hungrier and led them to eat 220 more calories than people in areas without food cues.
Way to go, Denny's.
The researchers say that people need to be aware that food cues can increase how much they eat.
Oh, those menus are crazy.
Aren't they?
Those kind of menus, because you're right, just overflowing syrup, whatever they are, big, huge sandwiches. I go to a bar/restaurant. It's pretty nice, but you get a computer, and you can just push the button. You just put your finger on the title of the food, and then a big picture shows up of the food, which is pretty cool, actually.
Fancy.
But it's also not like Denny's where it's a big overflowing burger. Because you want that, you want that, you want that, you know.
But you can make good money as a model waffle. Appearing on a lot of menus.
I've worked for IHOP.
I've worked for Village Inn. I've worked for Denny's.
I'm a waffle.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how you eat without smelling the food. It said you overeat if you smell food. Well, if you have food in front of you, you're going to smell
unless you
food.
Have, unless you have no smelling.
Yeah, that is an important component of flavor.
Yeah.
Is taste and smell.
So I'm supposed to go eat with nose plugs on now or something?
Well, that would be stupid.
Well, it was three sentences out of a much longer article. Perhaps I could look into that more and we could find out if it's smelling a few minutes beforehand.
Or we don't have to.
Living in the vapor of food. I don't know.
I make waffles. Yeah.
There you go. There's that. If you're going to smell waffles all day, you're going to be hungry.
I make waffles. Right. They're good.
Well, as it's being cooked.
That's good.
If it smells good, would that tend you to tend to make you eat more?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything anymore about this story.
So is that working
giving you the information
I have. Is that working
in
a strip club, too?
Strip club? Oh, yeah. Loves baby so I smell.
Yeah.
I'm going to overeat today. So
you'll spot us a little bit during a game of Who's Taller, yeah. But you won't give us any details of
just
a damn story.
Just because you took the cue the way you did.
Bad host.
And that could have gone either way. I could have been leading you down the path, or I could have been faking you, and for you not to realize that is on you.
You have to answer the question straight off.
You are full of crap.
Really irresponsible
for a game
show host.
Poor players.
To lead.
Well, you are poor players and sore losers.
Well, we're definitely both of those. we are both of those, but you're also a bad host.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.